Now we have this chapter. This is the final chapter that concerns Solomon. And it's the 9th chapter here. And what is it that God would lift out above everything else and give this chapter here to us? Well, may I say to you that the thing that is important here is the fact that did Solomon succeed in doing what God intended Israel to do, to be a witness to the world? Well, the very interesting thing is that we are told here that it was accomplished, and the way that Israel was to witness is different than the way the church is to witness. Let me put it like this. Israel faced in, the church faced out. Israel was to go up to Jerusalem and invite the world to go, as we saw in the dedication of the temple, while the Gentiles were to come to Jerusalem to worship. But the church was to begin at Jerusalem and go to the ends of the earth. In other words, the church is to take the gospel to the world, and Israel was to invite the world to come and share in the revelation of God in the temple. Israel was to bear witness to the living and true God as a nation in a world of polytheism, of many gods. And the church is to bear witness to a resurrection and living Savior as individuals to all the nations in a world of atheism. Now, Israel fulfilled her God-given purpose to a certain extent. And that's evidenced by the number of Gentiles who came to Jerusalem to worship and to know God through the service of the temple there. The church, you see today, it's the measuring rod of the number of tribes and nations to whom we carry the gospel. Now, it is today the inclination of all of us that are in the church to disparage the efforts of Israel. And at the same time, we magnify the success of the church. Constantly, we hear on every hand of the failure of the nation Israel. They fail. And at the same time, an exaggerated report is given of the success of the gospel in faraway places. Now, the fact of the matter is we're in an awful apostasy today. The days are getting darker, and there are many very wonderful churches and pastors that are left. But these men know the difficulty of this hour in which we are living. I think there are few peripatetic preachers and some teachers that are sheltered in some institutions. They seem to be the only ones who are looking at the present-day situation through rose-colored glasses. Now, on the other hand, Israel succeeded in a far greater measure than we realize. And we measure their success by the final failure, the apostasy of the nation, and the captivity. Now, there was a period when they did not fail God. A witness went forth from Jerusalem to the nations of the world. They were drawn to Jerusalem like a magnet. The high water mark was during the reign of Solomon. The nation reached a crest and pinnacle at that time. Afterward, there was deterioration and a decline set in like dry rot. Now, the Scripture gives to us actually two examples during the reign of David and Solomon, and there were many others that were not isolated, but these two we know about. Hiram, king of Tyre, friend of David, came to know God. He made lavish gifts. He furnished material and workmen for the temple. He was a son of Japheth. The queen of Sheba was a daughter of Ham, and she came from the ends of the earth. And it's her story that we're going to look at. After all, in the New Testament, we have, at the beginning, very few illustrations given to us. The Ethiopian eunuch, son of Ham, Cornelius, a son of Japheth, Saul of Tarsus, a son of Shem.